Well, I mean, you know, this race has got Charlie Jarabinski written all over it. It's in its 33rd renewal, obviously, this year. You know, when you go back and look at some of the horses that have won this race, you know, Chait Lobel, Cam Fella, Sunbeach Somewhere, I mean, it really reads like a who's who.
It's the 33rd edition of the Confederation Cup at Flamborough Downs this Sunday. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Trot Radio. Norm Borg here. We're going to be talking to Chris Roberts of Flamborough Downs about the upcoming Confed Cup this Sunday. Who's hot? Who's not? Straight ahead on Trot Radio.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Coming up this Sunday, it is, I believe, the 33rd edition of a classic at Flamborough Downs, the Confederation Cup. And what a field we've got. And to talk about it, we're going to Chris Roberts. Chris, welcome to Trot Radio. What a card.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to it, Norm. Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. I'm taking a look at these two limbs, and first of all, Bay of Sharks. This Bay of Sharks put up one heck of a mile at Flamborough the other day. I think it was won easily by about 10 lengths.
Yeah, he's quite a horse, no doubt about it. In fact, he destroyed them in 152-1. What a great prep for a horse like this. Crushed his condition foes here. Obviously likes the half mile, and he's going to get a chance to prove it against some really nice horses.
You're right, and a lot of these are very familiar. Let's go through them briefly here. If I Can Dream, one of those.
Yeah, if I Can Dream is drawn into the first elimination. In fact, got post two. He's an Art Rooney champ from Yonkers Raceway, likes the half mile, 52-1 winner there. He's the richest horse in the field with almost $700,000 earned, was charging fourth in the Adios there a couple of weeks ago, and was an NA Cup elimination winner and sixth in the final. So, he certainly fits this race and has some huge half-mile ability.
Ship's Expectancy?
He's drawn post three in the first limb. Jack Moisev is going to be aboard to drive him. Nasigawea winner at two. He's probably the most accomplished two-year-old in the field. He's got $221,000 made last year, just 26 on the card this year. He was an OSS Gold Limb winner about 2 weeks ago, and set just a ridiculous pace in the final there on Monday night at Mohawk, 121 3/4.
Oh, my.
And did back through them on that day, but you expect some different tactics this week.
One would think so. Vertigo Hanover and Knob Hill High have drawn posts 4 and 5.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, they'll line up right beside each other in the first. Knob Hill is really a horse that I thought looked poised, or was poised for a big season early in the spring. He was third in the Hoosier Cup, third in his Burlington, fourth in the NA Cup Elim, had some back-to-back Balmoral Park wins before a short layoff. He'll come in. He'll probably be seen as an outsider by most. Vertigo Hanover, third in the Woodrow Wilson final, second in his Metro Consolation at two. One that hasn't put up huge numbers this year. He'll be in a little tight, I think, in the Confed Cup.
Not a bad resume overall. Fast Pay, Primary Purpose, again, we're talking North American Cup resumes.
Yeah, well, Fast Pay went an absolutely incredible mile on Monday night. The entire Maneri team was down there on the tarmac at Mohawk, and you'd think there were 1,000 people down there. They were so excited. I mean, it really puts it in context when you see a horse like this, who's sort of been a tough luck type so far this year, erase a one-year-old record, go 149 in the Ontario Sire Stakes, become the fastest Ontario Sire Stakes performer ever, and of course the record he beat was that of Sunbeach Somewhere.
Primary Purpose.
Well, here's the Cinderella story. I mean, here's a horse that was purchased as a yearling for $1,000. Went 7 for 7 on the West Coast as a two-year-old, which, you know, I think, and obviously the owners thought, earned him a big shot. He's delivered big time this year. He was an elimination winner, third in the final of the Upper Canada Cup in its first year up at Georgian Downs. He's had 3 OSS Gold elimination wins this year. He's yet to add a final to the resume, just shy of $250,000 in earnings. Rod Therese must have to pinch himself when he gets up. I understand Rod's unfortunately going through some health issues right now in BC, but, here's the home run. You buy a horse for $1,000, and it's not... it's not the least bit of a long shot to say this horse may win $300,000 or $400,000 this year.
Nice Cinderella story, as there are a couple in that first elimination. Second elimination will be race 10. And let's go through these quickly. Stonebridge Master, post one.
Yeah, he reeled off three straight wins to begin his three-year-old campaign between Mohawk and Georgian Downs. He's really going to have to step up here. This is a much tougher group than he's faced before.
Number two, Chief of the Beach.
Chief of the Beach probably had his biggest career win in his first lifetime race, and that happened right here at Flamborough Downs in the Bud Light Stakes. Last July, he was an off-the-pace winner. Another one that's going to have to step up. He's got 62,000 made this year. This is a better group than he's been facing.
Number three, Rescue Plan.
Rescue Plan was fourth in Monday's OSS Gold Final at Mohawk. He was fifth in last year's Super Final. Certainly the second elimination worked out to be, in my opinion, the weaker of the two. And here's another that's got a chance for a big payday, but he's going to have to step up.
River Shark, post four.
River Shark supplemental payment wasn't paid up to the Confederation Cup until earlier this week when co-owner Aaron Waxman, in speaking with the race office, ponied up $25,000 to compete this week.
Wow.
This will be his first start in Canada. He was a Suslow Stakes winner at the Meadowlands, second in the Matt Scooter Final, Berry's Creek elimination winner, made a really costly break in the final, and he comes in fresh off a 151 win at Chester Downs.
Passmaster Hanover, the five.
New Jersey Classic winner, you know, really nice horse, $250,000 yearling. So obviously this guy's regally bred. He's owned by Jeff Snyder and Brittany Farms. Blair Burgess does the training.
Serious stuff.
Yeah, solid fourth in the Oliver Wendell Holmes last weekend in 150 at the Meadowlands. He's, you know, this guy's regally bred, and, you know, big things have been expected from day one. And, you know, I think Sherry Mindler-Grabat in our race office will tell you she thinks this is the horse to beat.
What about the six, Lions Horace?
Well, another horse that really came into his own earlier this year in the Canadian Breeders' Championship with a 151 and one win. He was unraced at two, really humble beginnings at three, had maiden wins at Georgian and Grand River before going to London to win the City of London Pacing Series. Here's a horse that's worked his way up through the ranks, a $35,000 yearling. Sean Robinson trains, Randy Waples going to drive, and I mean, frankly, at a place like Flamborough Downs, who better do you want in the bike than the success with the success he's had this year than Randy Waples?
Randy has had a heck of a year, and he's winning all the big ones. He's been a money player. Who do you see as the ultimate favorite here?
There's so many interesting horses here. Fast Pay, obviously, and coming in off that OSS Gold win the other night in 49 flat. The pace scenario was huge up front. He came from off the pace, so he certainly didn't do all the work on his own. But was this horse ever flying in the late going? You know, the Maneri team is very excited about his chances in here. I mean, you've got Lions Horace, who reeled off a great Canadian Breeders' Championship win. You've got horses like Passmaster Hanover that are coming in from great performances and having to race great horses down in New Jersey. So, you know, I'd say it's a group that's really small on numbers but really big on quality. It's going to be a great betting race in the final.
Would you say a legit outsider would be Bay of Sharks?
I think he's legitimate enough. I mean, his post position in the elimination number one, you never want to be so bold as to say it just gives them a free pass into the final, but on a half-mile track, you've got seven horses. You only have to be in the top four to guarantee yourself a seat in the final. Mario Baerjean is a tactical speed-type driver. I'd be really shocked if he didn't make the final.
The Confederation Cup, and we're talking, by the way, with Chris Roberts of Flamborough Downs, has got such a great history, 33 years. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, this race has got Charlie Jurevinsky written all over it. It's in its 33rd renewal, obviously, this year. You know, when you go back and look at some of the horses that have won this race, you know, Chate Lobel, Cam Fella, Some Beach Somewhere, I mean, it really reads like a who's who of royalty in racing. It's funny, we were talking earlier this week and talking about the very first year, and it was before I was born, but Governor Skipper won the very first Confederation Cup. He did it in 158, and his elimination was timed in 157.3. At that time, that was a Canadian record. Some Beach Somewhere, 32 years later, goes in 149.2, 41 lengths better. It really is amazing. Over you know, a 33-year period, obviously some enormous advancements, but who would have thought that first year in 1977 that we'd see a sub-150 performer?
Sadly, I was born before you were, and I can remember as a kid when Brett Hanover went 153, and we thought, that's just nuts.
Yep.
And now 153 gets you maybe an 18-claimer?
Well, I remember a few years ago watching on Hambo Afternoon as the horses went behind the gate in the Nat Ray, and they had a few horses over from overseas, and watching the first 151 trotting race. and just thinking that they'd never go any faster than that. And you know, now we appear poised to go sub-150.
Yeah. You're right. It's amazing, and it certainly is an amazing race. We're going to be watching, of course, on Sunday afternoon. Chris Roberts, thank you for this.
All right, thank you, Norm.
And we'll look forward to talking to you some more on future Triumph Radios. Chris Roberts of Flamborough and Georgian Downs. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Boer Communications.